Hey guys, I hope you all are doing great today. My name is Rabia and this is my very first podcast. As you can probably tell, I am driving, so please ignore all the weird sounds and noises that are going to be coming in this podcast. Right now I'm driving to meet a friend of mine who's an entrepreneur and who basically has been working in a couple of different startups in the past few years. So we're going to basically take a small interview of him and his journey and let us know what you think. Thank you. Okay, hello Ahmed, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you Rabia.
Alright, so Ahmed is an entrepreneur and he also works in tech and he's going to explain what he does for a living and otherwise as well.
Okay, thank you Rabia. I do a lot of technology work. I work with technology to create solutions for security for websites. So solutions centered around technology, around web technology.
All right. So you're also a serial entrepreneur.
That's right. I've started a number of different businesses. Everything from photography portals to websites, all kinds of websites, online tools for image manipulation as well as network authentication.
All right. So let's go back a little bit. So let's talk about when you were in school. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur, or where did that bug for entrepreneurship come from?
Yes, I did actually, because we used to watch a lot of Indian movies. A lot of these, we used to hear stories about Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, and I wanted to be one of them. I wanted to just drop out of school and start my own business and become something really big.
That's so pretty cool.
You know, achieve something, change the world in some way. I didn't want to live an ordinary life.
So what was your very first project or very first company?
Okay, the first company was Enix Solutions, which I set up back in 2003. But if you say what was my first venture or what was my first journey into entrepreneurship, so I would say it was when I was in primary school. I used to sell my drawings to my school colleagues.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And they actually bought them?
Yes, they did. There was a huge demand for them.
Oh, wow. So let's talk about some of the initiatives that you've had, entrepreneurial projects as well. So why don't you walk us through all of it?
Okay, sure. Yeah, so the first company that I set up, that was Enix Solutions in 2003. And that was offering systems that were based on Linux and open source software. So we developed mail systems, we developed CRMs, and provided services related to these softwares.
All right. So that was in 2003. Then what was the next one?
Then after that, that didn't last for long. So I took a break from that. I started working for a few telcos. Worked for a startup by the founder of Tinder. That was a pretty good experience. And after that, I went back to some of my clients, which I had worked with before, from Japan and from the States. And I was providing them consultancy based on Linux and systems and security. My last major venture, that was Iris, which was a booking platform for photographers. Because during this time, I developed photography as a hobby and eventually started doing it professionally. So at one point, I realized that I could make a business out of it. I could make a great product out of it. So iris.pk was a booking platform where photographers could sign up and create their portfolio. And anyone looking for photography could book them through us.
All right, that's cool. Yeah. So, there's so many people who are interested in starting their own companies, especially now everybody wants to have a startup and work for themselves instead of somebody else. What are the three advice that you'd give them? Three points.
Okay. First of all...
Three things that they should focus on.
Definitely, yeah. First of all, the number one reason that startups or businesses fail is building something or creating something or providing a service that no one requires. So first of all, do something that there's a demand for. And the best way to do that is to do market research, do market validation, validate your idea, validate your product. And that would be the first thing. Because, for example, with Iris, I still get requests for photographers, although I'm not continuing with it anymore. So there was definitely a market demand for it. It's just that we ran into a lot of other issues. Secondly, I would say focus on the team, because without a good team, you're going to have a lot of issues.
Mm.
So a good team is more important than, I think, pretty much anything else.
Okay.
Yeah, even more than the idea. Your team is the most important thing you should focus on.
Okay. So there are a lot of people who say that if you build it, they will come, right? Do you think that really applies, or do you really have to have a really good marketing strategy to market any product, even if it's, you know, even if it's the next big Apple product?
Well, they say execution is everything, so it's quite possible that you build something that no one realizes they need right now, and then you execute it in such a way that people do come, people do start using that product. But you have to be very resilient. You will face all sorts of pressures, and you might end up trying that for 10 years and then realize that it really is a shitty product, or there really isn't any demand for it. So the best way is to fulfill a need that you can see that there really is a space for in the market.
Mm. All right, that's cool. So have you ever considered venturing into food business?
Food business, okay. I've had some experience with that.
Okay.
And I realized that it's not really my cup of tea.
Okay.
It's a very interesting thing. I love food. I love creating food. I love eating food. But it's not something that I would take up as a business. I know a lot of people who... I know some friends who have done this,
mm-hmm.
who are running their food businesses. But it's not something that I would consider.
Don't you think there's this trend that happens every couple of years? Like, let's say a couple of years ago, everybody wanted to be a photographer. So everybody took
yeah.
a photography, and every single person you know is, you know, I'm a photographer, and there was a page up. Then there came this wave of everybody wanting to become a social media manager. And then everybody started becoming a social media manager.
Right.
Then there's this whole food business, and everybody's just venturing into it. So,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, like every other person wants to open a restaurant, or is trying to open a restaurant, even if it's not in a... They're starting it from their own homes.
Okay.
So, what do you think about that? What do you think is the next big thing that everyone's going to want to follow?
In most such cases, people are after the hype. They want instant, fame.
Recognition, yeah.
Instant recognition. They're not really doing it for the business, or they're not really doing it for the long term. So you have to be very clear about what you want to achieve. If you really want to make a difference, if you really want to change the world, then go ahead and create something which there really is a demand for. Forget about what the hype is or what everyone else is doing. Do something that there really is a need for. And don't worry about the money part. As long as people start using your product, as long as you're really solving a problem, then the money will come by itself.
Sounds good. Thank you for coming, and thank you for your time.
Pleasure to be here. And thank
awesome.
You.